Live from Toronto, this is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you in part by Microsoft on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, where geek meets chic. Why do I say that all the time? Why is our tagline for Tech Talk where geek meets chic? Well, because fashion and function have come together, finally, in the 21st century, to create the latest gadgets and gizmos. It's all about style. Just take a look at these TVs with a piano black finish, a sleek MP3 player, or super thin laptop, and you can see how style and substance have merged. Hot topics on Tech Talk include computers, great websites, televisions, cell phones, cameras, video games, GPS, navigation units, and portable music players. Basically, if it takes batteries or plugs into a wall, we cover it. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and articles. New articles this week include how to create a collage with your favorite digital photos, using your PC to create a cookbook, and how to make a crossword puzzle for the kids. That's MicrosoftHome.com. Well, today on Tech Talk, after 12:30 or so, it's all about GPS devices. You know, those doohickeys that you can put in your car and it communicates with satellites hovering above the Earth in order to detect your exact location on the planet. And then when coupled with mapping software, it can help you navigate from, say, point A to point B. Simply punch in your destination address and let the GPS unit do the rest by giving you turn-by-turn instructions, both audio turn-by-turn instructions and visual clues with a 2D or 3D map as well. And they can even help you get back on track should you take a wrong turn at Albuquerque, as Bugs Bunny used to say. Let's see your paper map do that. And so a couple times a year, we're pleased to have on the show Mr. Michael Kamek, the owner and operator of Durham GPS, a company that rents out GPS units rather than you buying one. And considering how often the new features are added, it might be a better solution to rent instead of buy. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in depth after the 12:30 break when we're joined by Mr. Kamek to answer your calls about what to look for in a GPS device. He'll also talk to you about the differences in prices, what are the limitations with GPS units, and how well does this new traffic service work, which can help you avoid troubled spots in the city by, you know, steering you away from accidents and traffic. We'll talk about that, too. And that's after 12:30 or a bit before. And get this, we also have a Garmin Nuvi 250 GPS unit to give away. It's a brand new device worth about $500. Ooh. Thank you, Dean. I'll tell you how we'll give that away in a moment. But until 12:30, I have a question for you folks who are all on Facebook, and I'm sure many CFRB listeners are. If you're not, Facebook, of course, is that wildly popular social networking website that lets you reconnect with old friends, you know, see what your exes are up to, and join groups based on similar tastes. My question to you is, which of these Facebook add-ons, these applications that you can add to your Facebook website, do you use? Why is it every day we get invites for a vampire bite from someone you haven't seen since high school, or a request to play TV trivia, or astrology advice, a food fight, a pushpin map to show where you've been on the earth, or a super poke if you're brave enough to ask what that is? So my question to all you crack bookers out there, because, you know, it's very addictive, this Facebook thing. My question to you is, do you like these third-party applications, or do you just click deny every time you get an invite? Or are you the one initiating these add-ons? I swear every day I get a new one. You know, join our super wall, fun wall. You know, it doesn't end. And while we're on the topic, what's your favorite Facebook extra if you really do like these things? And, you know, interestingly, the reason why I thought about talking about this today on Tech Talk is because many of our listeners know that I write a blog. It's a daily website that has a daily content. It's called Sync, S-Y-N-C, and the website address, by the way, if you want to bookmark it, is www.sync-blog.com. I wrote this question asking my readers, hey, what Facebook add-ons do you like or do you hate them? And I received that last check about half an hour ago, nearly 300 responses. That's amazing for a blog, even if it's a really high-profile blog like CNN or USA Today or whatever, 300 responses almost with their opinions about Facebook add-ons. So I'd love to hear it from you, and I'll tell you about our prize in a sec. The numbers to reach us on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255. That's also a free call on your cell phone. Let's chat Facebook for the first half of the show, then we'll switch gears and chat about GPS devices. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. All right, here's what we're going to do with this $500 giveaway, a brand new GPS unit from Garmin, the leaders in this space. It's called the Nuvi, N-U-V-I 250, if you want to look it up on the net. Here's what we're going to do. Anybody who gets on the air with a comment or a question about Facebook for the first half of this show, about Facebook applications, those add-ons, or about GPS units with our guest Michael Kamek after 12:30, you're all eligible for a call back at the end of the show. Answer the phone with a secret phrase, and this is yours, the Garmin Nuvi 250. That's it. Just for getting your comment or question on the air this hour, we're going to call somebody back just before 1 p.m., answer the phone with this secret phrase, which is, I'm never lost with News Talk 1010 CFRB. I'm never lost with News Talk 1010 CFRB, and the Garmin Nuvi 250 is yours. Don't say hello. We're going to hang up and go to the next one. This is a cutthroat business here. I am telling you. All right. So while the lines are lighting up, let's chat about Facebook add-ons. These are the, again, if you keep hearing Facebook, you're not sure what it is. It's a website where you can set up a free page, if you will. It's called a profile where you write your interests. You have pictures of your family and your friends. You can choose, by the way, not to show photos or info to people who are not part of your friends group. But it's kind of like a 6 degrees of separation game. Because what happens is if I have a friend that I just reconnected with from, say, university, and they are reading my page, they can see who are my friends, then click to add them to theirs. And the invite goes out, and then it's kind of like this whole Kevin Bacon thing. And it's a lot of fun. It's very addictive. And you can send emails within Facebook. You can join groups on similar interests, be it a political thing going on here in Ontario, or it could be, a I love Xbox group, whatever. And you can reconnect and join with others based on similar interests. It's a lot of fun. But these add-ons don't come with the regular Facebook. Other companies make them, and they're getting out of hand, I think. I'm getting invited all the time for these crazy add-ons, like having food fight with people, playing Texas Hold'em with friends, things I don't have time for, basically. I'd love to ask you, the listener, what Facebook add-ons do you like, and, are you the one initiating these crazy things? Let's go to Chris, who is eligible for a callback before 1 p.m. to win the GPS device. Hey, Chris, thanks for calling.
I'm never lost with News Talk 1010 CFRB.
A little early. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. No. I'm just practicing.
Okay. Good job. You have to wait about 40-odd minutes for that. But I'm glad you called. Are you a Facebook user?
Yeah, I am, actually. At first, the add-ons was kind of intriguing, but I've gotten really bored with it. I pretty much the only one I use now is the one where you send and it grows into something.
Like
a plant or something like
right,
that.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's pretty much all I have time for now, because I keep getting all these invites and I just keep denying, because it's just so boring.
Yeah. I don't know what this says about me, but all my friends are sending me drinks, like cocktails. I don't know if I've got a reputation of being a lush, but for some reason, instead of people giving me garden gnomes or cacti or whatever, I'm getting, martinis and mugs of beer. I mean, hey, I don't mind it, but I think it's getting a little out of hand. So thanks for sharing your opinion. It looks like Chris agrees. This Facebook thing is fun. It's fun to reconnect. And by the way, Toronto is only second in the world, besides London in the UK, to have so many Facebook users. I've lost count. I think it's like 800,000 or 900,000 Facebook users are in the GTA alone, which is the biggest group outside of London in the whole world. This is a phenomenon, this website. And it doesn't matter if you are 14 or 84, people are reconnecting. Even my dad's talking about Facebook, and he's not the most tech literate guy out there. Very cool stuff. Hey, we're going to take a short break. When we return, we're going to chat more about your favorite and most hated Facebook applications, those add-ons that you can put on your Facebook profile. And then, of course, after 12:30, we're going to chat about GPS units with Michael Kamek from DurhamGPS.com. Give away a $500 GPS unit. So be sure to call in with your comment or question. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB or *8255 on your cell phone.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. To talk to Mark, call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. Are people talking about anything else these days? It doesn't seem so. So we're chatting for the first half of this show on Tech Talk about these add-ons, these third-party applications that are designed to, enhance enhance the Facebook experience. Of course, we're referring to the website. That's a social networking tool that lets you communicate with friends and family around the world, even if it was if it's folks from your past, from camp or from school, or you know, it's actually a blast. And there's all these articles now surfacing about these affairs people are having because they're reconnecting with old flames, and you know, maybe they're not so happy in their marriage. I shouldn't laugh at this, but they're now getting together over Facebook, virtually, and then often in real life to rekindle a relationship. So we're finding all these articles now in the newspaper. But of course, technology can always be used or abused, and most people use it responsibly. I should mention that. So I'm asking you, our listener, which Facebook application, these third-party applications, do you like or detest? I asked this question on my blog at sync-blog.com and received to date, I think it's 292 responses since yesterday. Unbelievable. I'd ask you the same question, and as a little thank you, you're eligible for a callback at the end of the show to win the Garmin Nuvi 250 GPS unit. In a few minutes, we will be chatting about GPS units with Michael Kamick from DurhamGPS.com. Michael's a recurring guest here. He's a great guy, and we're excited to talk with him live on the air in a few minutes. But right now, let's get back to the calls about Facebook. Taryn Veer is on the line, and you're eligible for a callback as well.
Hi there, Mark.
Hi, thanks for calling.
My favorite Facebook app would be, I guess, FunWall.
FunWall, okay. So, you know, the regular Facebook comes with something called a wall where people can post something like a comment, and everybody that is part of your group can read it, opposed to an email, which is a private one-to-one exchange. But what does the FunWall offer above and beyond the regular wall?
FunWall is just an app where you can, like, send actual notes where, like, they're all, like, graphic. And they're like, you could post videos.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, I've seen that where I've gotten YouTube videos and things like that.
Yeah, and I have another question. I wanted to know, how do you start a network on Facebook?
Okay, so starting a network is a little bit more tricky than starting a group. So with a network such as Toronto or, you know, because that's a geographical network, you have to actually apply to Facebook. There is on the main Facebook.com website, there is a page where you can apply to put in your to apply for a network name. And it's basically, so it could be like a high school, it could be a workplace, like a group, like CFRB, it could be a city. And to do so, you have to go to the Facebook.com website and apply. And you basically write in saying, what type of network is it? A school, a workplace, a geographical region, and explain why you want this network. And then it's an approval process. Once they do that, then you can have people join the network. So it's thanks, Taryn Veer. It's a little bit more tricky than starting a group like I Love Family Guy group or something, which is a lot easier to do and have other people join that. But great question, Taryn Veer. Hey, let's go to Elaine on the line from Toronto. Hey, Elaine, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hello.
Hi there.
Is there a way to protect children with Facebook, FaceTalk?
So that's a great question, and that's always a fear with the internet as a whole, not to mention these social networking groups where people are putting up pictures of themselves, maybe their address, and of course, we don't encourage that. You know, and this is a problem that we've read a lot more about with MySpace in the U.S. MySpace, which is available to Canadians as well, is sort of a younger version of Facebook, but we are starting to see tweens on Facebook. I think you're supposed to be 12 or 14 or 16 to start. I don't know exactly the age, but I know just anecdotally, my sister's a teacher with grade 6 students, and a lot of them have Facebook pages already. So here's one tip, is to click, and I trust that parents are going to be the ones to set this up with their kids, is to keep it closed. So not if somebody types in a group name or your last name, they're not going to be able to see all the information on your child's page. They have to be approved by the child. And again, I shouldn't say child because children should not be on Facebook, but let's say the teenager, only their friends can see their information because you can choose to close it. Not a lot of people know that. So that's one thing. And secondly, is never put any personal information up on the site. Never put your address. In fact, don't even put you can even put your birth date. I wouldn't encourage that because it could lead to, and this is not just for kids, it could lead to identity theft. So never put any information on there. Never put a phone number. I know my cousin, she just wrote, here's my new cell number, and she posted it on her profile page, and it's open. I wouldn't want to give that out. So, you know, be cautious about what's in the pictures. Be cautious about the personal information you're putting up, and close your group. Also, if you want to send a message to somebody, make sure you do it privately. Don't post it on their wall by accident, you know, because it's supposed to be a private thing. Anyhow, let's close our discussion on Facebook. If you want to voice your opinion, you can do so at my blog, sync-blog.com. You'll see the article there called What Facebook Apps Do You Love? Something like that. And you can post your comment there and read all the other nearly 300 comments from other readers of the blog. So it's great stuff. And it's a really good conversation. We're going to chat a lot more about Facebook going forward as this phenomenon keeps getting bigger and bigger. But what we're going to do is after this next break is we're going to shift gears. We're going to chat with Michael Kamik from Durham GPS all about GPS units. We all know guys don't like to ask for directions. So if you have questions about what to look for when you're buying a GPS unit for your car or your bike or your just to carry on your person, Michael is the guy to answer all your questions about the latest units, how much you should be spending, what features are worthy, and of course, renting versus buying. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB, brought to you in part by Microsoft. Got a question for Mark? Call 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and articles. New articles this week include how to create a collage with your digital photos, how to make a cookbook with your PC, and how to create a crossword puzzle for your kids. That's MicrosoftHome.com. All right, so the first half of the show, we talked about Facebook, and now we're going to shift gears and chat about GPS units. We're joined in the studio by Michael Kamik from Durham GPS. Welcome back to the show, Michael.
Thanks for having me on, Mark.
Always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you.
DurhamGPS.com is the website.
DurhamGPS.com.
And your service is all about renting GPS units.
That's exclusively what we do.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a little bit more about that in a second, but I want to remind our listeners, I want them to call in with questions about GPS units. There's a lot of misconception. For example, somebody once, last week, a couple times, people wrote me and said, how much does it cost monthly for a GPS unit? Whereas usually it's a one-time buy if you buy a unit. So there's some misconception about services and things like that. So Michael Kamik is the guy to answer your questions about GPS units, why it might be better to rent instead of buy, what features to look for if you are interested in buying, and how much you're looking to spend. We have a Garmin Nuvi 250 to give away from Garmin, a leader in this space. It's worth about $500. All you have to do is get your question on the air. You're eligible for a call back just before 1 p.m. Answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is, I'm never lost with News Talk 1010 CFRB, and you've won the Garmin Nuvi 250. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255. On your cell phone. So, Michael, let's talk a bit about what a GPS unit is exactly, because some people still have a hard time understanding what it does. And let's talk about what DurhamGPS.com offers.
Okay, a GPS device is a device which allows you to be able to determine exactly where you are on the planet, because it is able to read signals from satellites that are circling the globe. And these satellites are sending off what are called timing signals. With at least three of these satellites, and of course, because they're all around the globe, you should be able to see at least three of these satellites at any particular point in time. And a GPS device does need three of the satellite signals. Mm-hmm. Once it has three of these satellites in view of the unit, it is able to determine by process of what's called triangulation exactly where that unit is on the planet. And of course, the GPS devices incorporate maps into the unit as well, which not only tell you where you are, but in relation to roads and other traffic features around you. Mm-hmm. And that's what really makes it very powerful.
So opposed to a paper map that you might pick up at a gas station and unfold it on the dashboard, with a GPS unit, you're going on a family trip, you punch in where you're going, and it'll actually navigate for you by telling you when to turn.
Exactly. So beyond just simply having the maps and knowing where you are, because it has the addresses of several other places in the unit, you can actually program in where you'd like to go. And then mm-hmm. the technology that is built into it allows it to create a route from where you are to where you'd like to go.
Right.
And one of the important things that you mentioned, Mark, is that if you ever were to stray off the route because of whatever reason, maybe there's just an actual detour on your route, it will actually detect that you're off your route and will recalculate so that you can get back on your route at some point later
right,
on.
Right, which a paper map can't do for you.
Not at this point.
Okay, so DurhamGPS.com, obviously you're in the West End.
The East End,
Durham, my bad. So you rent units for right. those who don't want to make the investment because they can be expensive. The one we're giving away today is nearly $500. So you rent them. So what are the advantages of renting over buying? And then we'll go to the callers.
Sure. Well, there's several advantages. I mean, it's not for everyone. There are some people who should go and buy their unit because they're using a GPS every day. The clientele that I serve are people who basically need a unit for a few days. I have people who are renting for me for this long weekend, for instance, and paying $20-something for the cost of that rental. Now, you compare that to the cost of buying, and I think you begin to understand the economics of it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one of the reasons is that you might want to consider renting is that I also have units that have European maps on it. You have a Nuvi that you brought in, which has the North American database. I brought one in as well, which is the same size as yours.
Mm-hmm.
But this unit actually, and you're looking at it now, Mark, this is about the size of a pack of cards.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And this unit actually has European maps on it as well. Now, you're going to pay a lot more for a unit that also has European maps on
sure.
it.
Sure. I've seen GPS units up to $1,500, depending on the size of the screen, how many maps are in it, other
Absolutely.
Bells and whistles.
Absolutely.
Okay, so if I'm going on a family road trip to Ottawa,
yes.
I could call your company, which is 1-800-585-8510,
correct,
or go to DurhamGPS.com, and I can rent a unit for
yes.
a few days, and then when I come back, return.
You just simply return
okay.
the unit.
All right.
So you're not paying for either the unit itself or for the updates that have to be done on a fairly regular basis. You know, units you don't really have to update them. That's really your choice. But the truth is that things are changing all the time.
Yeah,
so it's a
new,
good idea.
New developments are coming in
correct.
All the time. Yeah. All right, let's go to Linda in Toronto. Linda, you're talking with Michael Kamek about GPS units. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hi there.
I'm interested to know whether the permanent ones in the autos are as effective as, no, I should say it the other way around, is the portable as effective as the ones in the cars installed?
Yeah, that's a great question. So some cars, Michael, as you know, come with a GPS unit already built in. Are they any better or worse than the aftermarket ones that you can carry with you?
But my view is that the aftermarket ones have some advantages. Now, I know that having it installed in the car is very convenient as well because you never have to be wondering about whether it's, you know, you have to take it off, charge it
yeah,
up, take
yeah.
it off of the dashboard because
right.
you want to put it away. Nobody's going to be.
But you're stuck using it only in that one car.
But you're stuck using it in that mm-hmm. one car. And obviously, if you're going to be flying somewhere and then driving, you really don't have that unit that you paid so much money for in your
mm-hmm.
own car. So, you know, having that portable one does have its advantages.
Thank you, Linda. You're eligible for a call back just before 1 p.m. Scott from Burlington, thanks for calling.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
The question is, you know, when you go into a store and you see a wide variety of the GPS units, you see them in the store and you can only see so much in the store and you can't actually take it out. That's where you want to use it.
Mm-hmm.
I find with LCD screens, like a laptop, for example, you take it outside and all of a sudden you can't see anything on the screen. How does that show up in a car? Like if you're in the sunlight, that sort of thing, how does the screen show up? Is it hard to read?
Yeah, are they designed for outdoor
use? The ones that have been made in the last, I'd say, 2 years are actually designed to allow you to read them in sunlight fairly easily. And they also have a little device that you can, it's an aftermarket thing that you have to buy, an accessory that you can use to put on top of the screen that blocks out the light if you're in a high sunlight environment. So that's an option that you also have. But I would say that they've improved on the readability of the screens mm-hmm. in the last few years so that reading them in sunlight is really not a problem.
Now, Michael, before we go to our break, some people put GPS units on their dashboard.
Yes.
Some have it stuck to the windshield with a suction cup. Which do you recommend?
I absolutely recommend on the dashboard because the suction cup, especially in the winter, and we do have some, let's say, some weather issues here in Canada.
Fair enough.
I find that in the winter, it's a lot harder for it to stay on the dashboard. So
it could be a hazard.
It could be a hazard.
Yeah, yeah.
So I always rent my units out with a dashboard mounting option. And just mm-hmm. one more thing, in two states in the U.S., you're not even allowed to put it on your windscreen.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And it should be noted that the slightly older GPS units had to be in direct view of a satellite. So you
yes.
needed it either in the back windshield, the back window or in the windshield in the front. But now they're getting, it seems to be, unless I'm mistaken, more sensitive. You can now keep it anywhere in the car.
You're absolutely correct. I sometimes have a unit in a room in the house and there's an open window and I'm able to pick up the signals
wow.
and it's still fairly accurate even with not having the direct view of the satellites up above.
We're chatting with Michael Kamek from DurhamGPS.com. We're going to get back to your calls after this short break and give away a Garmin new V250 in a few more minutes. Stay with us. More Tech Talk continues in moments.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. To talk to Mark, call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. A little Justin Timberlake for y'all. A little sexy back. Hey, I do say we're geek meet chic about Tech Talk, right? So... hey, I just want to say thanks to Dean Gwilandi, our tech op, for doing a great job tonight. And, of course, Makai Taggart, screener you're chatting with. Good job, buddy. Thanks, guys. Good stuff. We're chatting with Michael Kamek from DurhamGPS.com. Michael rents GPS units to folks who need them. And that's what we're talking about for the rest of the show and giving away a $500 Garmin Nuvi 250. Welcome back to the show, Michael.
Thank you, Mark.
Speaking of geography and navigation, I incorrectly said that Garmin... DurhamGPS.com was in the west end of the city. Looks like I need a GPS to figure out where. What the heck? Although you're in the east side of Toronto, you service anybody in the GTA.
I service anybody in Canada. I'm able to ship GPS units to any province anywhere in Canada. The fact is that I'm a Canadian company and I am able to service anywhere in Canada.
Okay.
Now, I also allow pickup at our office. So if you want to avoid the shipping charges, because there is a shipping charge, mm-hmm. then you're able to come and pick it up. But if you're not able to pick it up, I'll get it to you.
How much roughly does it cost to rent a GPS unit for a weekend? Or does it vary on the model that they choose?
It does vary on the model, but you're looking at about $20 for a three-day weekend.
Oh, that's reasonable.
And if you're not having it shipped out, if you're picking it up, then mm-hmm. you're looking at about $20 with taxes, maybe about $23.
It's yes. a lot better than buying a 500 GPS device you don't use often.
That is exactly my point.
All right. We're going to take your calls. Anybody who gets on the air with a question for Michael about GPS units is eligible for a call back at the end of the show. Answer the phone with the secret phrase, which I'll give out one more time. And this Garmin new V250 is yours. The secret phrase is, I'm never lost with News Talk 1010 CFRB. The numbers to reach us on News Talk 1010 CFRB are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB or *8255 on your cell phone. It looks like Anthony has been waiting long enough on the line from Mississauga. Thanks for joining us, Anthony.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I have a question for Michael.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a GPS 2 years ago, and in recent time, I noticed that whenever time it's taken me to a destination, it freezes. The screen freezes, and I have to turn it off and turn it back on. Now, I heard Michael commenting on the suction cup. The suction cup, I remember last winter, several times it fell off the screen in the following morning. I found it on the floor. So I'm wondering if that could probably affect it or what, why it's now freezing. I have to keep turning it off and turn it back on.
Well, you know, I can't say whether that had anything to do with it, but I would like to know what model you're talking about.
Oh, sorry, I put him on hold. Oh, there you go. Anthony, you're still there.
Sorry?
Sorry, what model are you having issues with?
It's a Garmin, well, I bought. I don't remember. It's a Garmin, a different car. I don't remember which exact model number.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Anthony. Email me. I'm at techtalk@cfrb.com, and I'll forward your... the model number over to Michael, and he'll be able to help me out, and I'll communicate that with you. So techtalk@cfrb.com.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing to Anthony. Garmin is very good about providing updates for their units. So there may have been an issue with that unit. I don't know because I'm not sure which model it is. But if you go to their website and look at the particular model and see what updates they've done for that model, you may be able to apply that and perhaps, you know, deal with that problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a suggestion.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Anthony. Anthony's eligible for a call back at the end of the show, as is Jim from Port Hope. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Oh, yeah, it's a great topic. I spent the year in England, and everyone seems to have one of those. They call them tom-toms over there.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Kleenex of GPS units in Europe. They have the market share, I believe. Right, Michael?
They do, absolutely, yeah. In Europe.
I'm just wondering, if I bought one in Canada, I'm thinking going back to England, would it be automatically adaptable to England and Europe, or is it a big deal?
Well, I'm actually holding a Nuvi as well. Mark has a Nuvi that he's giving away. I'm holding a Nuvi 370. And this unit actually comes preloaded with both North American and European maps. So I actually rent to people who are going to Europe all the time. So they'll take my unit, such as the one I'm holding now, and they'll use it here, and they'll put it in their bags, and they'll take it over to Europe, such as England, for instance, and turn it on, and it recognizes the streets over there as well.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Yeah, TomTom seems to be a popular one. Other name companies that handle GPS are, there's Magellan. Garmin is your favorite.
Garmin is my favorite.
Okay. There's Mio, which I've had a chance to play around with them, and I enjoy that company quite a bit.
Right, they're now third in the world in terms of overall sales, yes.
Now, they kind of all buy their maps from the same place. There are two companies.
There are two companies. Right. There's Navtech, and there's also TeleAtlas. TomTom actually just bought TeleAtlas, and Nokia is about to acquire Navtech.
Right.
Yes.
And there's other solutions. Microsoft has their Streets and Trips with the GPS locator.
They do.
Some people with their cell phone have Telenav, which is a service on their phone that you pay about $10 a month for. What's your take on that one?
Well, I think there's some limitations when it comes to using the cell phone, because I believe the cell phone can only hold a certain amount of data at any particular time. And then, of course, there is the service charge.
And a battery issue.
And the battery issue.
It eats away the battery.
And, of course, the screen size, I don't know how well you're going to be able to see what's going on on a screen which is that size. Right. But, of course, you have some experience with that. So.
Yeah, no, and that's definitely it. I found the battery issue is the worst problem of it all. Okay, we got to take one more short break. When we return, more with Michael Kamek from Durham GPS, and to get back to your calls and, of course, give away the Nuvi 250. The time is 12:49, actually. We'll be right back with more in moments.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. Got a question for Mark? Call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
On the radio at 1010 AM. On the internet at CFRB.com. And on the TV at Channel 960, Rogers Digital Cable. You're listening to News Talk 1010 CFRB. Oh, and beginning next week, you can also download episodes of Tech Talk at my blog, sync-blog.com. We're joined by Michael Kamek from DurhamGPS.com, Canada's leading GPS rental service. He's laughing. What's wrong with that? It's a compliment.
Thank you.
And you know what? I couldn't be happier to hear that Michael's doing well, because he's such a super nice guy. As you can hear, it emanates over the microphone. What a nice guy he is. I'm glad to hear you're doing so well, Michael. If you're interested in renting a GPS unit opposed to buying one, you can call 1-800-585-8510. The website address is simply DurhamGPS.com, DurhamGPS.com. And you can chat with Michael Kamek, the owner of Durham GPS, about renting a unit. And that's what our theme is the second half of the show. If you're really interested in buying one, because you use one often, but you don't have the greenback, well, for getting a question on the air this hour, you're eligible for a callback for a free unit, a Garmin Nuvi 250 from our friends at Garmin. It's valued at $500. Just get your question on the air. We're going to call somebody back in a few moments, and they're going to answer the phone with the secret phrase, I hope, and win the prize. Oh, we got to already call now? Oh, my gosh. It's time fly. I'm sorry. Here I am welcoming new callers. Sorry, Michael. But you know, this hour has flown by.
It certainly has. That's okay.
Without the aid of a GPS unit, we have found our way to the end of the show. Let's see if they remember the secret phrase. And we'll have to have you back, Michael, because we have so many unanswered questions.
That's okay.
Oh, maybe one more ring and then we'll go to the next caller. All right. Sorry. Don't know who that was, but Dean, please pick another name randomly and give it a dial. So, Michael, we'll have to have you come back, because we didn't talk about some of the latest features like Bluetooth, and we'll have to have you come back and we'll get those other questions on the air.
Look forward to that.
I've never lost with CFRB 1010.
Hey, congratulations. Who is this?
It's Jim.
Jim, well, you are the owner of the Garmin Nuvi 250. Congratulations.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. What was your question about?
It was about, I'm going to go to England, I was in England last year.
Okay.
And I noticed everybody had the TomToms, and I was thinking of going back to 20, whether they're good in Europe or not.
Well, congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold, tell you how to pick up your grand prize, courtesy of our friends at Garmin, and Michael Kamek from Durham GPS. Thank you again for joining us, Michael.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, take care. We'll have to have you back soon.
Look forward to it.
All righty. Coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB, we've got Christina Chernesky.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm good. I'm really excited about today. Fitness trainer and, you know, get the fat off your body consultant, Laura Benetti, is coming in. Have you had Thanksgiving dinner yet?
Not yet, but tonight
I had one last night, and I'm already paying the price.
You had a turkey coma?
Well, it's, you know, it's that, what is it, that trypto whatever it is? I felt like falling asleep afterwards. I'm not used to eating like that. Anyway, Laura's going to help us get onto the straight and narrow. And then Rona Maynard, she used to be the editor of Chatelaine magazine. She's written just an incredible book about her mother. She's coming in the studio for an hour and we'll pay thanks to our mothers.
Oh, very good.
There you go.
All right. Christina Chernesky coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB, of course. And thanks again to Dean and Mackay. Great job, guys. Thanks for listening to Tech Talk. The show is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and articles. Ciao for now.